Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here, coming at you with another very special bonus episode just for you. We know how excited you are for season 5 of the Story Pirates podcast, and we are working harder than a tummy bug and too much cake to bring it back to you as soon as possible. In the meantime, sit back, relax, get some cake, and enjoy today's Deep Cuts. Right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Story Pirates
Decodes,
where we celebrate our favorite and weirdest stories from the Story Pirates archives. And today's Deep Cuts episode is all about cake. Yep, cake. And not just one kind of cake either. In fact, this first Deep Cut has two, count them, two kinds of cake in it: crushed chocolate cake, which represents dirt, and the cake of legend, the legendary cheesecake of eternal life. And these two kinds of cake are brought together by a single holiday. What strange, bizarre, kid-created holiday could possibly include both of these kinds of cake? Well, it's Diggy Day, by 8-year-old Morgan from the UK, of course. So grab a spoon and enjoy.
Favorite spoon and go, whoa, whoa.
Go, whoa, whoa.
And you dig. thing that everyone digs.
Okay, everyone, see you tomorrow for the first annual Diggy Day. Okay, everyone, happy Diggy Day. Y'all ready to get diggy with it? Here we go.
Diggy Day, diggy, 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 diggy day. Diggy Day, diggy, 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 diggy day. Diggy Day, diggy, 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 diggy day, diggy day. It's the day that everyone...
Wait! Everybody, look!
Huh?
I think I found something.
Hey, everyone. James found something.
It's a treasure chest, and it's unlocked. I don't believe it.
It's the legendary cheesecake of eternal life. The legendary cheesecake of eternal life.
The cake of legend.
The legendary cheesecake. The legendary cheesecake of
eternal. All right, everyone. I think that was a pretty successful first Diggy Day. We dug a little bit, had some cake, and became immortal.
Diggy Day, diggy, 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 diggy day, diggy day, diggy, 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 diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day. It's the day that everyone digs. Diggy Day, diggy, 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 diggy day, diggy day, diggy, 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 diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day, diggy day. The day that everyone digs.
Dig.
Oh, what a deep cut it was. That was Diggy Day from the Story Pirates album Very Merry Made Up Holidays Volume 1. And I'm getting hungry, so let's keep the deep cuts coming. This next story brings us back to Season 1 of the Story Pirates podcast, and it features one of Megan's early breakout roles, the tummy bug. Now, whenever I get a stomachache, I imagine that deep inside my tummy, Megan is just wreaking havoc. Get out of there, tummy bug! Listen, I know Megan's not really a bug or small enough to fit inside my tummy, but you know, her performance is just that good. She is the Daniel Day-Lewis of tummy bugs. Take a listen and see what you think. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Macy. I'm in the second grade and I live in Texas. And this is my story, Raining Cake.
Me, oh my, another day of boring rain. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I ask myself, Keiki, when will it rain something fun, like cake? Other times I ask myself, Keiki, why did our mother name us Keiki? But I never even get an answer. Wow, it's really coming down out there. Okay, let's turn on the weather.
I am a meteorologist. That's a big word for weatherman. And have I got news for you. Get ready, all you hungry girls, and leave your umbrellas at home. It's raining cake. Hallelujah, it's raining cake. Yum cake. Chocolate, vanilla, mostly red velvet. Actually, it's just red velvet. God bless Mother Baker. Wait. Actually, I guess it's only a hallelujah situation if you like cake.
I love cake! My name is Keiki, and I have been waiting for it to rain cake.
Fascinating! Were you named after cake?
I don't know. Perhaps.
You know what? I bet you are.
Hey, how are we having a conversation through the TV?
I don't know. Something weird is happening. In other news, you should reupholster the love seats.
Oh! I don't know what exactly is going on here, but I do know that it's raining cake, and I love cake. I should go and enjoy the cake that is raining from the sky. I'm gonna go outside. Ow! Gosh, not only is it raining cake, but it's raining huge chunks of red velvet cake. My favorite flavor. Ow! My little noggin. You know, I better grab some of this raining cake and eat it before my little noggin gets caked off. Here goes some eating. Nom 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 nom. Oh, excuse my my burp, but that red velvet cake was delicious. And look, it stopped raining. I ate all the cake that rained down from the sky. Guess I was pretty hungry.
Hey.
Whoa. Who are you? Where are you?
You can't see me, Cakey. I live inside you. I'm a tummy bug.
What? A tummy bug?
Yeah, Cakey. I'm a tummy bug. I'm what you get when you eat too much cake. And that's exactly what you just did.
Oh, I don't know if it was too much. It was barely a skyfall.
Cakey, that was a lot of cake, even for a girl named Cakey.
Okay, look, I'm not proud of it, but red velvet is my favorite flavor. And I don't have to prove anything to you anyway. You're just a tummy bug. You're not even visible. You don't even exist.
I exist, all right. And sure, you can't see me, but you can feel me. And you're gonna be feeling me all week.
I'm sure I'll feel great tomorrow, which is Monday.
Monday.
Oh, I feel awful. Tummy bug, no.
I told ya.
How long will this last?
Tuesday.
Ugh. Tummy bug, you gotta get lost.
Oh, I'm a week-long thing.
That can't be true.
Wednesday.
My tummy,
yep, there's a bug in it. It's me.
Thursday.
Can this guy stop singing? Who even is this guy?
Oh, my name's Walter. I was on the 8th season of NBC's The Voice. Now I tour with Tummy Buck.
No!
Friday.
Stop! I feel better. Tummy Buck? Tummy Buck? She's gone! Hooray! That was the worst week. I can't be eating skyfuls of cake. I can only have one piece of cake, and that is enough. This is an important lesson in self-control. Oh, who could that be? Mother?
Yes, Cakey, it's me, your mother. I was in the area and I thought, why not swing by and see my beautiful daughter, Cakey, whom I named after the food, cakes.
So it's true. I was named Cakey after the food cake.
Yes, in fact, I brought over some cake for you to eat, Cakey, and it's your favorite cake, red velvet cake.
But, Mother, I could get a tummy bug if I eat too much cake.
Well, I've got news for you, Cakey. I'm your mother, and what I says goes. And from now on, cake will be your every meal.
Oh, no! Actually, best mom ever!
And I brought spoons! We love each other!
Meanwhile, deep inside Cakey's tummy...
Walter?
Yeah?
Start a vocal warm-up. We're going on a world tour!
The end.
Come on, tummy bug! Cut us some slack! We just wanted to eat almost unending amounts of cake that was falling from the sky. All right. We have one more deep cut to go, so time for another slice of cake. I'm going to go get myself one during these quick words for the grown-ups.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, before the old tummy bug shows up again, I better introduce our final deep cut. This story goes way back to the early years, except we never actually released it during the early years. That's right, this is a world premiere of a story. In fact, I think, and Peter also thinks, that this story may have come from one of the very first live shows we ever did for the Absolutely Mindy Show on Sirius XM Radio. A show that happened on October 22nd. Now get ready for this year. It is a stunner. 2010. Wow. We have been doing this a long time. Okay, you know what? While you listen to this story, I'm going to go eat a few more slices of cake. From Samuel in New York, here's Charles Cake and the Moose.
Greetings, boys and girls. I am King Septimus, and I live in a castle with my wife, the Princess of Greece.
Hello!
We are very happy, but there is one thing we always crave.
Cake!
We are not alone. Tonight's tale is about a small boy whose obsession for cake took him on an amazing adventure. And his adventure is called Charles Cake and the Moose.
Charles Cake and the Moose.
Yeah.
Charles was a boy who loved cake. He loved cake so much he ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In fact, everyone called him Charles Cake.
Ma'am, I love cake so much. I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Jeez, Charles, chew with your mouth closed, will ya? Gross.
Sorry.
But Charles Cake had one problem.
Oh no, I'm out of cake, and I don't have any money in my wallet.
So Charles did the one thing anyone would do who needs money in their wallet and loves cake. He went to work at a chocolate factory.
Charles Cake is going to work at the chocolate factory. He is going to work.
Yeah.
Welcome to the chocolate factory, Charles Cake. Nice name, by the way. Now, what exactly can you do?
Well, first First of all, I'm 8 years old, and second, I love cake.
I've got it. You can drive the truck that delivers our chocolate to all the candy stores. You've got your driver's license, right?
Not exactly.
Well, you look like a good kid anyway. And hey, anyone who loves cake that much can drive my truck any day.
Awesome!
So Charles Cake drove the delivery truck without a license, by the way, and he delivered all of the sweets and candies and chocolates from the factory to the candy stores in town.
Okay, here are the keys to my truck now. Drive fast and deliver safe.
Okay, now, how do I start this thing? Oh, you put the keys in here and then... Oh, here we go! Perfect, here we are.
And he was good at it, too.
It's that Charles Cake from the Chocolate Factory. Did you bring me my candy?
Yes, indeed, ma'am. 100 pounds of fudge bars.
Oh, thank you, Charles Cake. Hey, can I see your driver's license?
Gotta go.
Oh, hey.
Great, back at the office.
And so it went until one day, while Charles Cake was driving the delivery truck, he saw something in the middle of the road.
What is that? A bear?
No, Charles Cake.
A building?
No, Charles Cake.
Charles Cake?
No, Charles Cake.
Why, it's a...
It's a moose!
Hello!
But what's a moose doing in the middle of New York City?
New York City?
That's not authentic salsa.
Hey, and that's not all. Check this out!
And the moose flew right over Charles's truck.
Whoa, a moose who lives in New York City, who can fly. It's so strange, I don't believe it.
Believe it or not, he's walking on air.
I never thought I could feel so free. I still gotta work on that landing part, though. Hey, Charles Cake, I know we just met and all, but can I come over to live at your house? I'm gonna warn you, though, I might get a little hungry when we get there.
Well, I should probably clear it with my parents first, but okay.
So, Charles Cake and the moose drove to Charles's house.
Wow, nice place you got here.
That night, while they were asleep in their beds, the moose woke up. He was hungry.
Boy, am I hungry. I really could go for a midnight snack. Hey, Charles. Hey, Charles, wake up.
But Charles was fast asleep.
I'm sure he won't mind if I just tiptoe downstairs to get something out of the kitchen. Nice and quiet. Whoop! I'm like a moose in a china shop around here. Am I right, everybody? Okay. Well, let's see what they have in the fridge. Oh, wow! They've got all kinds of good stuff. They got danishes, and toast, and eggs, and leftover something, and dinty more beef stew, and cream cheese, and blue cheese, and some nuts, and danishes. Oh, wow! What's that?
But then he saw the thing he loved most of all.
Chocolate-covered marshmallows!
And he proceeded to eat the entire box! Ah, jeez, Moose! Chew with your mouth closed, will ya? Gross!
Sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. You're eating all of the chocolate-covered marshmallows! Don't forget to save some for me!
Oh, sorry, I just finished eating the entire box full.
But those are valuable, and you know how I like the fancy stuff.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Septimus.
Prepare to face my king-size rage!
Hey, what's going on down here?
Oh, he ate all the chocolate-covered marshmallows, and you know how I like the fancy stuff.
Guys! I have good news! With the money I made driving the delivery truck, I bought a whole new box of chocolate-covered marshmallows!
Hooray! Thank you, Charles Cake. Now I can finally return to my castle. My wife, the Princess of Greece, will be so happy.
Septimus!
There she is now.
Get back here with those chocolate-covered marshmallows, and then help me find my lipstick. It's missing again.
Yes, dear. Gotta go, fellas. See you later.
Well, it looks like everything turned out pretty good.
Well, wait a minute, Charles. What about that cake you wanted?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. With the rest of the money I made delivering candy, I bought myself this giant chocolate cake with ooey-gooey chocolate frosting, and it's all mine.
You think I could have a bite?
Sure.
Jeez, you two. Chew with your... forget it. And they never did learn to chew with their mouths closed. So the moose went back to the woods to live, and Charles Cake became a professional cake maker and started in his very own TV show. And I, King Septimus, am still looking for my wife's lipstick. But that's another story.
Septimus!
Coming, dear.
Charles Cake and the Moose!
Yeah.
The end!
Now that's what I call a blast from the past. And that's it for today's episode. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a brand new story from your imagination about cake. In today's episode, you heard three different ways to write about cake. So, can you think of your own cake story? Don't forget to include your own brand new characters, and don't forget that you have permission to get weird. As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. And don't forget, we read and respond to every story we get. Until next time, stay creative and stay kind. Bye! Bye.